It's now time for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it's time to visit in with our good friends here from the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra, Pandemic Pops. How you doing, Karen?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you for having us.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you again.
I tell you what, we've got some fun in the air instead of, you know, maybe some funk. Funkiness, I guess.
I tell you, yeah, it's foggy outside still, but as you say, the fog's mostly between our ears. Actually, the fog will be burned away tomorrow night because, no.
Yes, tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. It's tomorrow night, Saturday night. Pandemic Pops is coming to Bartlesville, and thank you. Appreciate the sound effects.
Love the sound effects.
Yes. The whole idea here, I mean, face it, this is one of the first on-stage performances in 8 months or so. Mm. And we're really excited to bring the orchestra back on stage in a concert environment, the full orchestra with full safety procedures and protocols for the audience and players alike. We're going to have a fun and safe time.
Well, that's great. Now, Karen, it's been a long time a-coming, as they say, but this is really going to... There's some fun in the air, and I really like that because we need it. We need it bad.
Yes, people, you know, they're slowly starting to get out very, very cautiously, which is the way we want it. Mm-hmm. We want them to be safe. We want them to feel safe at the same time. So social distancing, when they come into the community center, is being observed. You'll see circles on the floor like you see everywhere else.
Oh, yeah.
We will not have just a mad, let's stand around in the vestibule. No, we have...
It's a controlled traffic situation for the audience,
mm-hmm.
and the orchestra is well spaced on stage and wide open stage. It's almost like an outdoor concert inside, really.
Well, boy, that's a really good way to put it.
Yeah, it is. It's good. We want them to feel safe, and masks are highly recommended, very encouraged. And if they do not have one that they really feel that they want one, we do have them to supply.
How are we going to seat folks? Are we going to have a special
arrangement?
Families
are going to be sitting together.
Good.
But they will be distanced from other people.
Great.
And they're seating every other row at the community center. So both sort of vertically and horizontally, there's space.
It's almost like looking at a checkerboard.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, it will be. And this, as I said, the orchestra, we have 50 people on stage, but there's at least 6 to 10 feet between each of them. And we have no walls, no curtains, just wide open stage space, and it's an adventure. But mm-hmm. but it's exciting. The players are excited to be back, and I think the audience is going to be excited too.
Where did we get the idea for this to make a little silver, as it was, out of this really,
you know, it's
somber situation?
It's a fine line because, like you say, in our day and age right now, we need to have a little enjoyment. We've missed live performing of all sorts, and we wanted to get back to it as soon as we felt it was safely feasible. And so we want to have fun. It's not at the expense of the pandemic. It's not making fun of the pandemic.
No.
It's not making fun of the people who've suffered from this terrible thing, but it's in spite of it. And I think we need to have some fun in spite of the seriousness of the situation. And that's what we're going to do. We've formulated a concert that's really sort of built around this theme in some ways. Sometimes it's a little subtle, but some of the various aspects of that we've been dealing with for these last 8 months and of the masks. And so what better mask music to play than music from Zorro?
There you go.
and you know, things like keeping your distance and just getting through this and watching weird weather go by, you know, from our house and for the last number of months. And so Thunder and Lightning Polka, you know, things like this.
I will survive.
they're not supposed to know about that. But that's what we're doing is there's the printed program, and then there's a little extra program we're going to intersperse here and there. And yes, I Will Survive hopefully will be the highlight of the... Oh, but I'm not supposed to say that.
You know.
I heard nothing.
But the Pandemic Pops, also the name of the concert, came about because, I don't know if anybody knows this, but our maestro really does have a warped sense of humor.
I kind of caught on
just
to that
a little bit.
Bit
yeah,
you know.
And we were in a meeting, and he goes, well, I have an idea, because we were throwing things out. And he was like, but people aren't going to go with that. And everybody's eyes just lit up. And yes, we are going to go with it. And really? And I'm like, really?
It fits.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, we thought it'd be great. It's lots of fun. you know, thinking, you know, even for our classical program, we could call it classic. What was it? Contagious classics.
Contagious, yeah.
But anyway, we'll deal with that later. But we've got a fun concert coming
but
up.
But it is going to look a little bit different in the community center. Mm-hmm. We will have to pass on our VIP reception because of food and drink.
Yeah.
We'll also have to pass on our cookie reception afterwards. We will not be having an intermission. So it's coming in, enjoying the music, and then going home.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It'll be a different event, but at the same time, we want to be as normal about it as we can, given mm-hmm. the situation and the things that aren't normal. Well, we just have to accept them and run with them. And say, this is new. We don't have to make everything seem like it was a year ago. We can still have fun. We can still make great music and just have a new experience.
A new experience, I think that's a really good way to put that. And I want to remind people that we have some tickets to give away to the performance. We'll be doing that during our noontime new show. And not only one, but two pair.
Yeah,
Karen, I hope I'm not breaking the bank by begging you for these.
Well, we want people to experience this, and because live music, people have found out in the last 8 months the value of live performances. You know, mm-hmm. it's been funny because so many, both orchestras and just performers in general, have taken to online performing, which has been wonderful. This has been something new and great. At the same time, it's pointed out the value of really being in the same room as the performers, whether they're actors or musicians or singers or whatever. There's nothing that beats that. And so that's why we want to get back to it as soon as we safely can.
You know, playing is one thing, but playing before an audience is completely different. Boy, I tell you, you feed off them, they feed off you, and it is just a fun little friend.
Absolutely, and all you have to do is for the last, 6 months, watch the late night TV shows with the guys doing their monologues and dropping those jokes, and there's dead silence. And kinda you like realize how used you've been getting to hearing the feedback. Mm-hmm. Think how they feel, So it's a two-way street, both for the listeners and for the performers, that interaction is just can't be replaced.
Now, this is our first in quite a while, Karen. Do we have anything coming up around the bend?
Oh, yes. We do have our November concert coming up, and we had to postpone a little bit of our fundraising event. So they'll be coming up later in the season. Mm-hmm. I do want to remind people that for our February concert, mm-hmm. which is more on a Valentine romantic concert with the music, we are pairing with the Copper Restaurant for a dinner and a concert evening. Ooh. So they can go to the Copper Restaurant for dinner and take a walk over to the community center and enjoy the music afterwards.
And what a beautiful walk that will be.
Yes. Even in the middle of February.
It sure is a blessing to be here in Oklahoma at that time.
We have a lot. There's so many things here that's just beautiful. And now we have that gorgeous Tower Center at Unity Square. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll be able to utilize that as well come the spring.
Next question.
Yeah.
That will be fun. We'll just tell folks to hang on and keep that in mind because if anything happens, we'll be telling them about it. That's for sure.
Yes, we will be here. We're on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We come to the radio station. You're
can everywhere.
See all of our ads in the Bee Monthly magazine. Mm-hmm. And even with all of this going on, a lot of nonprofits have been hurting the last few months, and we're no exception. But I do want to thank our donors and the businesses and individuals alike. And we have so many great supporters that are here for the symphony. Arvest Wealth Management, who sponsors our VIP reception, mm-hmm. is committed again this season to sponsor the VIP reception, even though we're not putting it on. Mm-hmm. So we really thank these people greatly.
That's amazing. You know, we do have such a good business community here. When I tell people that I moved to Bartlesville, they say, well, where is that, near Tulsa? Yeah, well, sort of, but it's its own little thing. But I said it's a unique community because there are so many people who will root for your success, and I have not found anybody yet who will root for your detriment, mm-hmm. and which makes this a really unique community. Our business community is a lot like that, too. They'll bring out the pom-poms and cheer you on just as much as anybody, just as if it were their own project.
It's been so hard for arts groups and performing groups and nonprofits in general, but especially performing groups, because during this time when we can't really produce our product, to still be having to ask people to sustain us to get us through. And we are so pleased that so many have. You know, even through this period of no performing, you know, our last performance was our February concert. And we canceled our March and our May concert and put off our May concert until this October. And then we had to, once again, because things hadn't changed enough, we had to put off that October concert again. So what was originally scheduled for last May, which was our great Judy Garland concert, we were so looking forward to, now is scheduled for next May. And hopefully Joan Ellison will be able to come back and we'll have a vocal concert in May and things will be a little back to normal. But in this day and age, you just take it month to month.
Yeah, we're just waiting to see what happens. And we're moving right along. Of course, changes happen. And we, you know, we thank the community for moving with that change. Mm-hmm. But they will change. Yeah.
This is really tremendous. I just can't express my appreciation for you moving forward on this. And also, hats off for all the hard work in spacing people out, making this a safe and fun event at the same time. This was no small task.
Well, we have to thank the Bartlesville Community Center for their, especially Katie Boatwright and Val Callahan, for spacing people out and their volunteers and figuring out people wanted their regular mm-hmm. seats that they get every season. And some of them it just couldn't happen because of the spacing and seating. So mm-hmm. They worked very hard in figuring out where to put everybody, where people, when they did buy their season tickets, they would be satisfied with the seats that they had. So mm-hmm. we do have to thank them.
And the musicians, they were just so eager to get back on stage.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were making them jump through some hoops of checking them in at every rehearsal and taking their temperature and asking all those questions you have to ask and making them wear masks on stage unless they're blowing into their horns. And so, you know, it's different for everybody, but everybody's really so willing to try to make it work. And so we've been keeping our fingers crossed these last few weeks, watching the rates, watching all the news, and just making sure that mm-hmm. it's good to go.
How'd you come up with your set list? I mean...
He's a genius. Well, he really is. He's a genius.
Well, in some cases, you know, I just said, let's play some cool music, some fun music that people will know. And so we have a lot of Broadway selections that people will recognize. Then, you know, a few others that come from my warped sense of humor and so forth. But generally, it's just things that people will recognize and to come up with a good show. Mostly just pop songs, Broadway hits, some movie music, as I said, Mask of Zorro. Oh, there's one medley we're going to play. You know, what have a lot of us done? We, you know, we had these great ideas. We're going to read books. We're going to, you know, take up gardening. We're going to meditate. We're going to do all this. And what we did was watch television and look at cartoons or something. So we've got this great cartoon medley. With the Flintstones, with Tom and Jerry, with Merry Melodies, all these great tunes that will go, oh, yeah, I remember those. So, and there's even one section, it's the Tom and Jerry section, which is really, it really is cartoon music. It's the kind of music that you don't pay attention to, but it's the music underneath all those chase scenes between Tom and Jerry or Bugs and whomever. And it's wild and crazy music just all over the place. And so it sort of lets you make up your own cartoon while you're listening to the music.
I love it.
It sounds perfect. Anyway, all that is to say it's a wide variety, and I think people will just be able to sit back and have a great time.
It's Pandemic Pops. It's tomorrow night. Karen, how do we get tickets?
Well, you can go to the Bartlesville Community Center box office during their business hours. And if you do that, please, tomorrow night, even before the concert, but please be there before 7 o'clock so there's not a lot of people in one place. But they can go to their website, BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.org, mm-hmm. or they can go to our website, which is BartlesvilleSymphony.org, mm-hmm. and purchase tickets. And those three ways, and they'll have a seat, and they'll sit down and enjoy it. If you do have a child in school, whether mm-hmm. they're in elementary school, junior high, or high school, they have free tickets with one adult ticket, so bring your children. They're going to love the music just as well.
Great. This sounds like a lot of fun. We'll see everybody tomorrow night. How's that?
We're going to have a great time.
Curtain rises at 7:30.
There are no curtains, Karen.
Oh, that's right. There's no curtains.
But music starts at 7:30.
But our opening tune is a medley called Curtain Up.
There you go. It works.
Use your imagination.
Karen, Lauren, thank you for being here.
It's always great.
Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra with us here, right here on K1, the one you trust. And our community connection has been brought to you today by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors.